Susan Schmidt from Westwood in Dallas. She's a senior vice president, portfolio manager, research analyst, senior portfolio manager. Forget about portfolio manager. Mm-hmm. That's nothing compared to the seniorness of it.
Nope.
You got to be, that's the
If I was senior, I would write that too.
Yes, I know.
Make sure I was introduced that way.
I know. She's very smart and smart, too smart for us. Let's just be honest here.
She knows all things financial. That's why we love talking to her about all things financial. And this is a big one, this Apple $14.5 billion in unpaid taxes.
Definitely interesting. So this is a shot across the bow for sure on companies that are doing business internationally and headquartering outside the U.S. So this is a big move by the EU, sort of throwing this out there and really bringing Apple to under attack, essentially, on their tax rate and what's going on with their situation and relationship with Ireland.
Well, what the hell is it that's going on? I don't understand. So basically, Ireland told, this is the way I understand it. Now, you just tell me if I'm totally wrong about this, because I can be, that the Apple does business all over the world, right? Mm-hmm. So they're doing business in Ireland. They're doing business, and Ireland's part of the European Union, at least for the moment, right? Until all the rest of it breaks up, right? Okay, so they're there, and Ireland basically, as far as I understand it, told Apple, don't worry about the taxes. We booging you. I don't mean to bug you. Don't worry about it. We got it all handled. It's all part of our deal. Right? And Ireland didn't 100% tell the EU that they had like a side deal going with Apple. That's at least what Apple's claiming, isn't it?
Well, Ireland has the lowest tax rate in Europe to begin with. So they're at 12.5%. And we've heard about Ireland already this year because we've heard about corporate tax inversions. And the Obama administration has come out and tried to stop a couple of those. And that's where big U.S.-based companies are moving their headquarters. And in the recent instances where we've seen this, they've moved their headquarters to Ireland. And that's because Ireland has such a low corporate tax rate. So 12.5%, very favorable. Now, Apple picked Ireland as its base for European operations 30 years ago. And Ireland, of course, wants to bring big corporations in because it means jobs. What's happening now is the rest of Europe is waking up to this, and the Commissioner for Competition for the EU, Margrethe Vestager, is coming out and saying, we've been doing this investigation into Apple, and we think Ireland's given them an unfair tax advantage, and so we want them to pay back taxes. And that's what this big hullabaloo today is all about, because no one's really ever done that before. And the amount they put out there, $14.5 billion, is a huge amount. That's 30 times what they've ever fined anybody in the past. So they're really making a statement with this. And I think Europe, which is feeling economic pressure, is really coming to terms with how is Ireland getting all these jobs and we're not? And also, is there revenue here that we could have gotten from Apple where other countries could have collected on some of that tax dollar?
Okay, but I don't understand. What is the basis of the fine? Why is this happening? Who did what wrong?
Well, the EU is saying that it was Ireland's responsibility to track what Apple owed in terms of taxes, and that Ireland didn't calculate that correctly. And in fact, that they must have given them some sort of break. Now, if you look at Apple,
which is not part of their agreement with the EU to give breaks.
Exactly, which is against the fairness clause with the EU. Every member state has to be fair to all the companies, so the companies are on an even playing field. Now, Ireland gave some breaks to Apple, but that's because they wanted Apple to move their business there. So Apple, which used to employ 60 people in Ireland, now has 6,000 employees in Ireland. So for Ireland, it worked out to be a pretty good deal. The EU is thinking that, well, maybe along with that deal came some tax considerations that weren't fair. Apple is coming back and saying, we didn't do anything wrong. We did exactly what complied with all the government requirements and exactly what Ireland wanted. And so it becomes a standoff between the EU, Ireland, and even the U.S., because the U.S. doesn't want to have anybody meddling with their companies. And so you have all of these finance ministers looking at each other and really pointing fingers, trying to figure out how can we get more cash out of Apple.
You know, I saw you were talking about the tax rate earlier for Apple, and that woman you referenced earlier, European Commissioner Vestager, said that it started out at 0.05%. taxing at a tax rate for Apple and fell to 0.005%. And to me, it feels like that doesn't seem, is that right? Is that the right number?
Well, there are lots of tax loopholes. So in this case, she's taking some numbers and putting them together, and it does seem really low. Now, we don't know what sort of deal Ireland made with Apple, what other investment Apple put into Ireland in order to get that tax rate. So there might have been development issues.
Would that then have been okay if they had done that? Or did they get other tax breaks for development that the EU recognized?
Well, I'm sure for Ireland it was okay, but the EU is looking back now and saying,
they want money.
We want money, and we don't think it was okay. So from the EU's perspective now, they started this investigation in 2014. So they've spent essentially 3 years looking at these numbers and trying to say, all right, we think Apple should be paying more. This isn't the first U.S. company they've gone after. So they're having similar disputes with McDonald's, Amazon, Starbucks, Anheuser-Busch. So it's becoming more and more common for the EU Commission to call out international, multinational companies and make sure that, you know, they're paying an appropriate amount of tax in Europe. And Apple, very high profile and certainly largest amount ever fined, is making the headlines today, where the commission is coming out and saying strongly, you know, we want you to be paying more.
Could this blow up the EU, and what does this do to Apple stock?
This will not blow up the EU, and Apple stock is largely unaffected by this today. Apple has over $200 billion in cash. Now, not all of that is inside the U.S. Some of that is held outside the U.S. So a $13 billion fine, $14 billion fine, not that big a deal for them. So the stock is shrugging it off. I think what it does do is it makes the other European countries perk up, because now Apple will have to appeal this. The EU is telling Ireland, this is the way it is, Ireland's going to appeal that ruling, and that puts it back into the EU courts so other countries can get involved and say, well, wait a minute, Apple sold this many phones in Germany, but we didn't get any revenue, we didn't get any sales tax on that because the profits were all booked in Ireland. So now a bunch of other countries can enter the fray and also try to get part of that settlement, part of that fine allocated to them.
I want to ask you about the U.S. response to this, because I was a little bit surprised, but the White House, Josh Earnest, spokesman for the White House, said today that they're backing Apple essentially on this and saying that they think this is unfair, and even sort of hinted that the U.S. can change its own tax rules so that Apple pays more tax in the U.S. that would then reduce the number they owe to the EU. I don't know if that's a threat. I don't know what to call that, but it feels strange that this has become that kind of an entanglement or that kind of a face-off in some ways.
Well, you want your domestic companies to be healthy. So Apple's still headquartered ultimately here in the U.S. They have a European headquarters, but the company's from the U.S. And Jack Lew, Treasury Secretary, has been meeting with the European Commission on this and saying, you know, U.S. companies, we believe they're being treated fairly. If the money and the tax gets paid into the EU, it's being diverted, and that means it's money that's not going to be taxed in the U.S. And so, in a sense, the U.S. government's coming back now saying we need to protect our own companies because ultimately we want their profitability to be back here in the U.S. And so it's a standoff, and in a way they're talking out of both sides of their mouth, because remember, 6 months ago they didn't want anyone to move their headquarters to Europe because that, mm-hmm. you know, wasn't fair.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a...
That's why I was surprised.
It's a little bit of a conflict within the U.S. government, but at the same time, you're seeing the U.S. government, you know, have the back of U.S.-based companies.
I'm sorry. I just don't know how Bono is affected by this, and that is all that I was really concerned about.
Has he weighed in yet that we know of? Let's see. Bono app. I got to check that out.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure his smartphone is functioning just fine, mm-hmm. and he's not worried about it.
You know that I knew Steve Jobs personally. I didn't mean to bug him, but I did bug him quite a bit.
I'm sure he does know. I remember Barbara Streisand called Apple CEO in order to get her name pronounced correctly on Siri. So I'm sure Bono would have some kind of a straight line to
He's
CEO.
Probably got Tim Cook's direct dial.
I do have Tim Cook's direct dial. You know I do. I'm booging him too. You know that I do. I don't mean to bug you or Desmond Tutu. I don't mean to bug him either. Who? What? Anyway, all right, we'll find out. Well, I just need to get Bono's reaction. That's all I know.
When
I
think on of all Ireland, things Ireland, yeah.
Yeah.
He needs to weigh in, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, he's a national treasure. All right. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Susan.
My pleasure.
All right. There she goes. Susie Sunshine, Susan Schmidt, Senior Vice President, Senior Portfolio Manager, Research Analyst, Westwood in Dallas. All right. Here is the news with Judy Pilak, 2 minutes away, and then we'll talk to Lori Lightfoot about this redo of the Independent Police Review Authority here in Chicago. What does it really mean?